Good morning. 640 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Wes Moreno is the Escambia County Administrator. We got a two-shot today. We got the Committee of the Whole meeting at 9 a.m., and then we got the regular meeting 5:30 with public forum comments starting at 4:30. Wes, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's always good to be here.
Great to have you. I want to start with just this is a neat note to me. We live in the Oakfield area, and I just yesterday discovered that, lo and behold, we're putting sidewalks on Sarah to go to Brown Barge, and we're putting sidewalks over on Oakfield to go to West Florida. They look great. I think it's fantastic. I do have questions, but are there any other streets that are getting sidewalks in the near future?
We do have a list of sidewalk priorities run by our traffic division, and most of it's safe walk to school.
Yep.
But I know, and throughout District 3 especially, we've got a big push over in the Dory Miller area for sidewalks over there, and we'll be kicking that off pretty soon. But sidewalks is one way to improve a neighborhood or subdivision, and that is to put sidewalks in. It just changes the whole dynamic of the subdivision, and it's so much better. It's just so much better when you do that.
100%. I mean, if you drive down Chemstrand and you see now all the construction there and all the changes there, it looks so much better. Same thing on Sarah. I thought, I didn't realize how dangerous and close in the foliage and everything else was until I drive down it with a sidewalk on the east side of the street and think, that's just better. Now, I have a concern that, like, at what is the H Street that runs in front of Brown Barge? All of a sudden, I just can't think of it. There's no crosswalk there, and it crosses over to the green space, so maybe that's not ideal. I'm sure y'all will figure all that stuff out. The one question I had is, at West Florida, the intersection of Burgess and Oakfield, is that intended to become a light at some point? Would it become a four-way stop first? I know it's a state road, so obviously during school time, it's a catastrophe every day, but you tell me. I don't know what the plan is there.
Yeah, I'd have to give a DOT and check on what their vision is there.
I mean, I know long term the plan is to turn, to connect Creighton to Burgess and make that a drive through, but that's like number 20 on the TPO list. That's not going to happen in my kid's lifetime, I wouldn't think. So on the morning meeting today, we have the Committee of the Whole on the Bay Center. What is the shape of what are they trying to accomplish by the end of this morning?
Well, what we want to do is present to the board what our strategy is to move forward with the Bay Center, what our strategy is for some of the improvements, what our strategy is for how we procure those improvements, hiring what we call a construction engineering inspection firm to help put the RFP together, then do an RFP for design, and just our whole package moving forward, some of the concerns that we have. We're talking about a little bit about the funding mechanism and the bonding. We'll talk about that and just lay out the whole gamut and just get feedback from the board. What happens in November with Amendment 3 could affect the project, how much of the project gets done. Do we do one portion or phase one or phase two, or do we just do phase one? I mean, all of this stuff will be dependent on Amendment 3 to some extent. Even though we're using TDT money, the debt service will definitely be impacted depending on what happens in November. So we'll see. Just kind of inform the board what our strategies are and take feedback and see what happens.
Okay. All right. And I mean, obviously, I know, as you say, the property tax amendment puts a lot of things in the category. But I would just like to see the board really settle on this is an A, B, and C, what we want to do. This is the cost of A, B, C, and, we're committed to doing A and B and see if we can afford it. That kind of clarity, I think, would be helpful, of course, to the city, certainly to the board, and to the rest of us to kind of figure that. And I assume that's kind of the intent today. On the actual meeting, God bless you, two big items, the OLF 8, if you didn't think it was an issue, watch the just scheduling of the public hearing. I had asked you before, and I looked at the actual item. If I read it right, you tell me if I'm wrong. There's been no changes to the recommendation, particularly they haven't exempted out the part that the Escambia County is going to keep possession of from the overall requested changes. But I assume that's because the expectation is that they're going to vote to push this back to the planning board. So why tinker with it? Send it back and see what they send us back. Is that right?
Well, we'll see. I don't know that It's been quite the topic of discussion this week, I'll say that.
Okay.
And whether it goes back to the planning board, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Whether we retain, hold out, you know, what we transmit to Tallahassee, we keep our section separate from the rest of the parcel, maybe that's an option. Or maybe you just transmit to Tallahassee and see what they say. You know, the thing is, this is just a step in the process.
Right.
It's just a step in the process. You transmit to Tallahassee, you're looking for their feedback. You're looking for their thumbs up or thumbs down, or maybe they have questions that we have to respond to, or the applicant has to respond to. That's really all we're doing. It's really not changing the master plan at this point. It's just a step in the process that has to, and even if they do remand it back to the planning board, depending on what the planning board does, if they come back with a thumbs down this time or what have you, it still has to come back to our board, and then they're going to have to still make a decision. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
There's a lot of discussion. I don't think I kind of have a read, but you never know.
Okay. All right. Well, no, that's an interesting shift from what I had been expecting, so I appreciate that. We'll look forward to the meeting. Obviously, it'll be pretty involved. I thought that Commissioner Stroberger's idea of, I think it was him, who said, okay, if they're asking for six changes, well, I mean, why not vote on the six individual changes and give us the reasons why so we can decide which or not of ones to approve? That makes sense to me. I never like batching things all together because then, you know, I might be for four of them but not for two of them, you know, and let's figure that out. But, again, I think a lot of that stuff will probably come up tonight. But the other big item tonight is the moratorium ban, the beefed-up language on data centers. And I read the proposed ordinance, and I'll be honest, I was trying to do my research to know what the specific contours of it were to strengthen the language of the thing that's already banned. And I could not find the state ordinances that match some of the language in there, and it might be I'm just stupid. It's possible. But in any case, it's already not legal, and this is mostly, as I read it, just to, I don't know, assure people, make their feelings stronger, whatever. But would it really accomplish anything particularly?
Not really. I mean, it's already not an allowable use. It's not a conditional permitted use in,
right,
in the county. You know, it's maybe a step that makes people feel a little better about it. You know, I don't know, but it's already not allowable in Skamania County, and this is maybe I don't know what you want to call it, but it's something that the board can vote on and do that will put people's minds at ease, maybe a little bit better. But it's already not allowable.
I won't ask you to agree with me, but I'd say it's a feel-good measure to basically pay off a bunch of people who've made a lot of noise and, you know, to try to say, hey, stop coming. We don't need this. It's already not allowed. But the one thing, and I just want to put this bug in your ear. I've been talking to a bunch of people about AI and data centers, and even had Michelle Salzman on the show on Friday, and we talked about this. And I do have a concern that, long-term, if we're going to be like the tech and cyber corridor, and we got Cory Station, we got UWF, we got all this stuff, I don't want to ban something. I know it's already banned, okay, so it doesn't accomplish, but, you know, I don't want to make us a place hostile to the kinds of developments that we need either for businesses or for tech or for government and national defense. And I'm kind of worried that the signal we're sending on some of this is that we're not interested in things that honestly might be really key to our future.
I've heard some of that. I've heard some of that viewpoint as well.
Okay. And I mean, I know you're the administrator, you're not the, you know, the policymaker. So we'll kind of leave it at that. One thing, this business about getting paid when you resign, it was at 90 days. Now the proposal is to put it to 30 days. Do I understand this correct? I think I do, but you tell me. If somebody's terminated is when you typically get that, you know, the payout of some kind. But typically, if people resign, they don't get paid. Help me understand this.
Yes, it was a 90-day notice. And this has been in practice since the 80s. I mean, we've been doing this, following our policies for years. You have a 90-day notice. You could work out your 90 days, or in some instances, sometimes we ask the person to resign. We don't want them in the organization. We will pay them out 90 days. That's not going to be 30. Now it'll be 30 days. And it's 30-day notice. If you resign, you can either work it out. If you're in a position that maybe it's best that you separate, we'll pay you out 30 days in lieu of being terminated.
So I understand how from if you're wanting to terminate somebody and it's not for cause, it's just for they're not a good fit or, you know, whatever. I get that. And you want to pay them to some degree. The part I don't quite understand is the resignation part. Like, it seems like, I mean, is it just a way of giving them the ability to say to a future employer, hey, you know, I resigned, I didn't get terminated. And because we're offering that, we're giving them that choice, we want to give them the incentive of not having to lose the pay, even if we're not going to ask them to perform the work. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I could tell that it didn't make sense to Mike Kohler during the conversation. Help me out here.
Well, yeah, some of that is true. I mean, you resign. Hey, I wasn't terminated. I resigned. It's an incentive to go ahead and let you depart from the organization. However, if you become employed within that 30 days, then the pay stops.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just an incentive to help folks exit the organization, basically.
One of the things that's on the list is the Bob Sykes Fishing Pier, the southern portion contract. Is that right? That's going to go out?
Yeah, that's true.
Excellent. We love that. And by the way, I told you the last time we talked, but I still am amazed at the progress on the fishing bridge replacement coming out of Pensacola. That's fantastic. You also had a pretty good story on corrections inmates getting certifications or degrees.
Yeah. We that's something else that we've been quietly doing for years. We have the GED program. They can take classes and courses. And we have a welding program out at the work annex where they can get certified as welders. And, the thing that our road crews, you can learn a lot on a road crew. You know how to work asphalt, concrete, run small engines, maintain small engines. We have inmates that work in our fleet shop that work on tires and such. I mean, there's a lot of things that they can learn while being incarcerated with us. That gives them a skill set that when they get out, they could go get a job in a particular field. And so it's a good program, a lot of good work going on there. And I think it's something we don't mention very often, but it goes on every day.
I remember when I toured the road camp several years ago now and thinking to myself, man, this welding thing is fantastic. And, man, talk about a need for welding, especially now with our shipbuilding needs around the area. That's, and that's not the only one, but there's lots of programs like that. And I just think, like you said, it's kind of an under-celebrated thing. Another under-celebrated thing for the county is, I don't know if you saw, but the opioid deaths have declined again significantly over last year. And I got to imagine that here in Escambia County, the CORE program is having a big part of that. I mean, it's for us, it's a couple hundred people, but it's a couple hundred lives saved. That's just continues to contribute to the solution, right?
Yeah, just a great success. The CORE program is a great success. It's being funded through the opioid abatement lawsuit settlement money. And so, I mean, great success, making a huge impact in the community, and being funded through the lawsuit money doesn't touch the general fund, doesn't touch EMS funds, and that's, it's just a great thing all the way around.
And then there's also an item on the agenda. It's a small enough thing, but if I read it right, it's four maybe homes that are going to be demolished and reconstructed, about $200,000 a piece. Where does the money come from for that? Is it grant money?
It is basically grant. It's SHIP money, State Housing Initiative Program money.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Okay. Excellent. Well, I mean, more housing, and if it's not coming out of our property tax dollars, then, amen, do it. Wes Moreno, he is the Escambia County Administrator. Big meetings today, the committee, the whole meeting this morning on the Bay Center, the regular meeting at 4:30 for public forum, 5:30 for the, I'm sure, fairly lengthy discussion about OLF-8 and also about the data centers. Wes, as always, thanks for the work. Thanks for spending some time helping the audience understand what's going on in their county. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. We'll see you now. Thank you.